John? That's good. That's good. Well, good morning, everybody. And thank you for attending Gateway this morning. And thank you for being fully engaged in this series on the Holy Spirit. Have you enjoyed it? And it's been just very, very good. Our series has been called Thrive, and it's Spirit-infused power for everyday life. Do you think that have you had an aha moment? Has the light switch gone on? And for me, it has. And today's message is entitled Your Friend. And we started off this series where we were talking about the Holy Spirit as our friend. And we're going to end this series this morning with the message entitled Your Friend. And it's been great. It's been great learning about the Holy Spirit. Amen? I've had people who have been Christians for a long time who have come and they've said, I never really thought of it that way. And that's awesome because you know what? We should never put God in a box. We should never just kind of put him in a box and think that we know everything. And to come and say, wow, I didn't know that about God. I didn't know that about Jesus. I didn't know that about Holy Spirit. And he's saying, as he's looking over you, he said, you have no clue on how much more there is to know about me. Amen? So we've learned that each of us needs to be fully immersed in the Holy Spirit. Would you agree? So I read a story this very week about a poor man that longed to come to North America in hopes of building a better life. Do any of you have, does that describe any of you, any of your family? I know that my grandfather came to Canada in order to provide a better life for his family. He came from Poland, and I know my grandmother on her side, they came to Canada from Austria to get away from a lot of things, and they just came over here to make a better life for themselves in Canada with hopes of building a better life. And after several years, this particular man, he saved enough money to purchase a third-class ticket on a large ship to North America, right? So he saved for many years. How many of you have had people that you've known like that? We had a neighbor in Brampton when we lived there. It was a Filipino family, and they came over here, and I don't know how many jobs this man had, and one by one, he would save up enough money to bring his family over here. And there were so many people living in the house, but what a family and what a celebration that every time someone would get off that plane or that boat and stuff like this and to be reunited with the family. So this man in the story here, he was coming all by himself, leaving his family where he was, coming here to make enough money so that he could go ahead. He went ahead of his family to get a job to quickly as possible save enough money to bring them over. And he spent virtually all his savings on the ticket, leaving him very little for purchasing food upon the ship. So he brought cheese and crackers to help him keep some sustained on the 12-day journey to the New World. And during mealtimes, he would look into the dining room. He would look into the dining room at where all the passengers were and serving them food and everything, and while he sat and he ate his cheese and his crackers, and so on the final day of the journey, one of the ship's stewards asked him, "I don't mean to pry, sir, but I noticed that you didn't take any of your meals with the fellow passengers in the hall. Was there something that we did to offend you? Is everything okay?" And the steward's concern became one quickly of sadness. And he said to them, did you not know that three meals a day were included in the price of your ticket? And we set a place for you every single day, but you never came to the meal. And the man didn't know until it was too late. And the opportunity for blessings and provision on his journey had been missed. And I want to tell you something this morning also, okay? There's been a place set for each of you. Okay, there's been a place set for each of you. Amen? Amen? And there's too many Christians that are just like this man. They live without the blessing and the provision available to them as born again children on this journey of life that we're on. Amen? And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit as a wonderful, wonderful gift for each of us. But some believers never receive and unwrap the gift. Never receive and unwrap the gift. Okay? I'm going to throw pretend gifts to you right now, okay? And just pretend you're a child and you're tearing it off. You're tearing it. So everyone, tear off the thing. Just tear it off. Throw the paper in the air. Stand up and say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And instead, so many people live lives of cheese and crackers Christianity. Amen? So many people live lives of cheese and crackers Christianity when there's a banquet set before us. There's promises, there's gifts and everything, and all we need to do is we need to unwrap it. Amen. Okay? I know sometimes, you know, my Aunt Millie, you'd give her a beautiful gift wrap. Linda really knows how to wrap gifts beautifully. And she liked the wrapping so much, she didn't want the gift inside. You go to the back the next year, it's still there. It's not, and you know what? And so we know all these beautiful things about Holy Spirit, but we need to take the wrapper off. Amen? So baptism in the Holy Spirit is available to all. Okay? And it's available to every believer. And the Holy Spirit has freely poured out upon those who will ask and receive. Even the newest of the young believers, like Destiny, who gave her heart to the Lord. Too bad she couldn't be here this morning. You think last week, Eden, our message, you think it wasn't Christianity 101. Okay, we're right into spiritual gifts in this, and the girl gives her heart to the Lord the week before, and here we're right into spiritual gifts with her, you know. She's working today. We didn't scare her off. Okay. Some other Christians simply don't know what they've been missing. Right? And they assume that cheese and crackers Christianity is all that's available. How sad is that? How sad is that, that only cheese and crackers Christianity is available when there's so, so much more? Perhaps you were one of those people when we began this series, or maybe we're borderline cheese and crackers. And however, now you know that that's not the case. Now you know that there's so much more. Now you know that it's worth investigating. Now you know that it's worth walking in. Now you know that Holy Spirit isn't weird, but you're weird. And, you know, really, like, he's looking at you. If you're not embracing what he is promising you and opening up the gifts, and he's probably scratching his head and saying, that's very weird. You know, that's why aren't they opening the gift that I would give them? You know, so now you know that it's not the case. And by way of reminder, here are a few thoughts to look at what we've looked at through this whole service of the benefits and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit brings us. And there's so many benefits. There's so many benefits of knowing Holy Spirit. I can't even comprehend the amount of benefits, but number one is comfort. Is comfort. How many of you need some comfort every so often? And how many of you are looking for comfort in the wrong places? How many of you are looking for comfort in comfort food? Okay? How many of you are self-medicating with sugar? Okay, because it's a comfort food. How many of you are medicating with pizza because the carbs are bringing comfort to you? You know? And so comfort. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Comforter, and he is our constant presence in our life. He's a constant presence, ready and able to infuse us with his peace, with the assurance to know how to make right decisions. And to, you know, in John 14, verses 15 and 16, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. It says, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, another comforter, to help you and be with you forever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just look up. Say thank you. Thank you. The second thing is conviction. We learned what conviction was. And sometimes people say, well, the Holy Spirit's convicting me of my dirty, rotten, stinking attitude. Well, that's not what conviction meant. Conviction is convincing. It's to convince you that you stand righteous before a holy Father because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. So instead of thinking about your lousy attitude, think about how the Father sees you. He sees you as righteous, and having a relationship with Holy Spirit helps us walk in that righteousness. Isn't that a beautiful way to look at it? Okay, it's not about us anymore. We deflect it away from us, and we give the glory where the glory should be. He convicts us that we have a righteous standing before a holy God. Who does that? Like, who does this kind of stuff except a holy God? Who cares about you so much that this happens? Who has this plan for your life except for him? It puts you into a heart of worship. When you start to think of this, it puts you into a place of prayer. It puts you into a place of thankfulness. It puts you into a place of gratitude. Amen? One of the Holy Spirit's roles is to convince us is that we need God and to show us that we have been separated from him. And now he draws us to Jesus and convinces us that we have been put in a right standing before him. The next one is counsel. How many of you have ever been to a counselor? And how many of you admit it? You know, how many of you need a counselor right now? Well, let me tell you about the counselor right here. Okay, the Holy Spirit is the counselor who leads us into all truth and shows us things that are to come. Amen? He enables us to avoid pitfalls. He avoids us He helps us to avoid self-inflicted wounds and gives us perfect words in difficult circumstances. Sometimes life is hard. Don't you know that? How many of you know that some circumstances are very, very, very hard? Okay? I need his words because the words don't work that I want to say. I need to have this relationship with him so that his words come through these lips, so that they're always edifying, they're always bringing comfort, they're always honoring, they're always respectful. When they're not, I don't like that other side of me when I don't depend on him completely. You know, it's self-serving, right? So the Holy Spirit leads us in all truth. John 16 and 13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you in all truth. You know why we're wearing these hoodies? Because when we went to our district conference, a good friend of ours, Pastor Nick in Haley Berry, he messaged us, and he got all the pastors in Northern Ontario to wear these. So there's like 600 people that go to a district conference, and maybe I don't know how many from the north, and we all kind of walked in and we had these. And so I put it on this morning and I thought, Northern Strong. Okay, we're the gateway to the north, and some people up north, they don't think we're north, but we're north. We're brothers and sisters, okay? And you know what? We're Northern Strong, okay? And someone at Portico or Queensway in Toronto, they don't love Jesus more than you, and they don't have, because they're a bigger budget and they have bigger ministries, they're not more in touch with the Lord than you are. Okay, and I put this on because I'm a proud northerner. And what we need to do is, because we know Holy Spirit, we need to be proud Christians and we need to walk in it. And I'm not ashamed. We're Northern Strong. Amen. and we're Christian strong, and we're Holy Spirit strong, and you start to walk in victory, and you start to walk in those things, okay? Is there anything that you need to give away right now? Do it with me, okay? Get rid of it, okay? Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. What, is there something that's been holding you hostage over here? Get rid of it. Give it away. Come on, do it. Do it. Okay, do it, do it. Give it away, give it away, give it away. Just give it away. This is not for information. This is for lifestyle. This wasn't an information sermon, a sermon-based thing. It was a lifestyle one, so that when we walk in this lifestyle, we will walk in this victory. Amen? The next one is fellowship. The Holy Spirit is an ever-present companion and friend who just happens to be God. Isn't that too cool? Let me repeat that. Think about this for a second. Okay, if you need to close your eyes and ponder this thought for a minute, just listen for a second. The Holy Spirit is an ever-present companion who just happens to be God. Like, come on. Isn't that exciting? You see, the thing is, I'm not a salesman up here. I'm not trying to sell you anything, okay? You already know all this. I'm just trying to get all our spirits stirred so that we walk in it deeper in faith. And we believe in it, okay? That we're strong, okay? We have hope. But we just don't have hope. We have expectation. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, it's funny. Jenny, let me tell you a story about Jenny here. I love Jenny. She's awesome. So Jenny is walking down the hall a couple of weeks ago. You left. I don't know. Were you here when Destiny gave her heart to the Lord? Were you here? You were here. So Jenny comes walking down the hall, and I think they were sitting around right there where Houston is. Hi, Houston. Hey. Sarah, right? Sarah and Houston. Hey, guys. So they were sitting right there. Jenny's walking down. I love Jenny, you know. And we're walking arm in arm. It's so special. A spiritual mom in the house and walking around. I said, you be Destiny for a minute, so, okay? So I said, hi, Destiny.
Hi.
I said, I'd like to introduce you to one of our spiritual moms in the house. I said, this is Jenny. And so I thought that like Destiny was just like a church kid, you know, like she comes with Eden, who's the pastor's daughter up in Smooth Rock Falls. So I figured she's bringing a church kid. So I didn't know. So I go up and I say, I'd like to introduce you to Jenny. I said, she's one of our spiritual moms in the church. I said, can I tell you a miracle?
Of course.
Okay. Jenny was dead once for 8 minutes. Okay, like the doctors pronounced her dead on the table for 8 minutes. They did, you know. Did they put the sheet over your head and the whole thing? Okay, but they pronounced her dead for 8 minutes. So this girl is like, okay. And I said, yeah, and this is one of our spiritual moms in the house. And you know what happened was? She gave her heart to the Lord that very minute. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, nice.
So I want to tell you something, church. Sunday night, we have kids here, and we have parents that are learning how to raise giant killers. We have today, if everyone showed up, 20 young people that are going to have a pizza party after. And we have spiritual moms and dads in this house. Okay, and together we all walk in the Spirit together, okay, and we all honor each other, we all respect each other, we all value each other, and let us never, never lose that, because that is the choir that the Lord wants, okay, that is something so beautiful right there, amen? So fellowship, the ever-present companion. So if we're walking in this companionship together as a family, it becomes a thing of beauty. Can you say that with me? A thing of beauty. It becomes something beautiful. It becomes really something beautiful. It becomes that when I look into your faces, because of my relationship with the Lord, I'm drawing good stuff. I'm looking for good stuff. I'm not looking through a critical mind. Yes, we have to be critical thinkers, but we never look at someone to look down at them. But because of our relationship with this Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, our spirit starts to see as God sees them. And if God sees us as righteous, then what happens is supernaturally, we begin to see people as righteous, and then we speak to them as they're righteous. And we're not speaking down to anybody, but even though they may not be righteous, we're speaking to them with righteousness as honor. And what happens is then their spirit starts to stir. And then they want to serve the Lord with all their vigor, and they get rid of their shame, and they get rid of all their junk. Oh, isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we just want to deposit into our city? Isn't that what you just want to deposit into every single person that you meet this week? Next is fellowship. The Holy Spirit is an ever-present companion. Did I already say that? Okay, next is gifts. The Spirit of God comes with gifts, especially designed to equip us for maximum usefulness in God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
How many of you honestly here, when you've thought about spiritual gifts, you've thought it was for somebody else? Amen? Like, you know what? It's for somebody else. I'm going to turn on the TV because that particular person walks in spiritual gifts. Oh, I wish I could be like them. How many of people have thought like that? Honestly? Wrong thinking. Do it again. Get rid of that. Not biblical. Okay? It's maybe your own insecurity. Maybe it's your wish list, whatever. Not biblical. Give it away. Okay? When we receive and we operate these gifts, the whole body becomes stronger, healthier, and more fulfilled. Next is fruit. The more the Spirit is free to operate in our lives, the more fruit we tend to bear. Amen? So are you free that the fruit of the Spirit is allowed to function within your life? Are you free enough to say that the fruit of the Spirit is functioning within your life? Are you healthy enough to admit that the fruit of the Spirit is functioning in your life? And if you are, you tend to bear a lot of this fruit. And I don't know about you, but when I meet a fruitful person, okay, it's exhilarating. It's exhilarating because what happens is they don't compliment you just because they want to schmooze you. They just speak blessings. They download words. It's a thing of beauty again. I like that, a thing of beauty. You know where I got that? We had someone do some work at our house, a carpenter, and he was so good. He was such a positive person to hang around with, and he would come in, he'd say, I'm finished this job for you now. And we'd stand there, and he goes, and he'd say, he was a little tall man, he'd say, isn't that a thing of beauty? And I said, I like that. I said, Ray, I'm going to use that in my messages sometime. I said, do I have permission to do that? He goes, you certainly do. So when he put the cement slab down at the in front of our door, in the back door, I said, Ray, that's a thing of beauty. And your response to the Lord in worship, isn't it amazing? Like, we've had a few talks. So you coming in here, is it a thing of beauty? Okay? How does it make you feel coming in when you get the sense that people love the Lord so, so much? Isn't it awesome? It's exhilarating, isn't it? It's a thing of what?
Thing of beauty.
It is, I'm telling you. So fruit, you simply need to yield more of yourself to Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? Revealed mysteries is another thing that we've talked about. The Holy Spirit is able to bring us insight and understanding of it unavailable through any other means. Just this deposit that comes from Holy Spirit. And, you know, prophecy, as we learned, it's always about building up someone. It's always about encouragement and stuff like this. And so it's just, again, you know, so things that were unavailable to us, that, and this includes a revelation of God's plans and purposes, as well as helpful knowledge to the keys of solving these. And then with prayer help, the Holy Spirit is ready and available to help us pray more effectively and actually pray through us. Amen. 8 and 26 Romans. I believe that when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us in unknown languages, intercedes for us when we don't know how to pray. So I'm just mentioning a few. Power, the power to be effective witnesses, to be bold, to understand the Bible, to do pretty much everything the Christian life is supposed to involve comes through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Amen? In Acts 1 and 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth." Next is freedom. Man, are there a lot of benefits to knowing Holy Spirit? Amen? Freedom. True freedom is a work of Holy Spirit in our lives. True freedom. It's exhilarating to walk in freedom. It's nothing like anything. It's like running a marathon. No, it's not. It's more, it's bigger. There's nothing that can compare to the freedom that you get in it. Oh my goodness, it's incredible. It's freedom. It works. It's a work that we must authorize and cooperate with in our lives. Next is receive the Holy Spirit. So now that we're at the end of our biblical journey of this series, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Okay. I pray that you're ready to ask and to receive. Okay? Because you need to know Holy Spirit's power and presence in your life. It's as critical today as it was in the day of the apostles. Okay? And all you need to do is ask. All you need to do is ask. All you need to do is ask. And experiencing his power and presence really is as simple as just asking and receiving. I remember when I was selling real estate, and it was in September. I got saved in January the 29th of 1989, and in that same year in September, I was selling real estate in Brampton. I was doing an open house on a Saturday afternoon at a high-end house, and the people who discipled us within those first few months taught us well, and they said, "Ask and you will receive. Just ask. Walk in it. Get into a place where you ask the Lord. Believe in faith. Ask." And so I did. And so I was at the kitchen table with all my paperwork spread out, hoping someone would come and buy the house, but no one came that day. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I was reading a book called Holy Spirit in You. And I started to pray. I said, "Lord, if what these crazy Pentecostal people are saying is true, then I want more of you." And I started to pray, and I started to, all of a sudden, it scared me because I started to pray in tongues. And I was there, and it was only maybe a syllable or two, but it was, and all of a sudden it was like, I thought, "Oh no, what if someone walks in the house and they hear me praying in tongues at this table, and they're going to think that they're going to call my broker, and I'm going to lose my listing and all these things." And then I tried to call Linda, and I couldn't get a hold of her. And everyone, I tried to call my spiritual mom and dad to tell them what happened. I couldn't get a hold of them. So here I was all by myself doing this open house, praying in tongues at a table, and not anyone to tell, which was probably the way the Lord designed it, so that I could just rest and I could walk in it. And so experiencing the power and presence is as simple as asking and receiving. And I apologize to some of you where we have made being speaking in tongues more important than prophecy. Okay? Because what happens is sometimes we've been out of balance with that. But we need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Okay, we still do. And our Heavenly Father receives joy and pleasure when he gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask. So if you're here and you haven't asked for the Holy Spirit to fill you with his presence, to give you a prayer language, then what happens is you need to maybe do that. You need to revisit that again, because what we're doing is we're reintroducing it as it's not weird. And we're not a weird people. It's not, and I apologize if it's been presented any other way. It's having an intimate walk with a holy, holy God at a level that we can't even comprehend. Amen? And that, again, is what, Eden? It's a thing of what? Amen. There you go. So you're so adopted. Oh, man. So just this, with the salvation experience, baptism in the Holy Spirit is a free gift from the Father that we can receive by faith. Amen. And so what can you expect to happen? Well, you can expect things to be different in your life when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Okay, when a person receives the Holy Spirit, there's manifestations that are associated with it that encounter things like speaking in tongues. And based on Scripture, this is the position of our fellowship too, the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. So it's beyond just this church. We have 1,200 or 1,500 churches in Canada, and we have missionaries all over the world that are praying in tongues and speaking in tongues and prophesying over their communities. And it's, again, it's a thing of beauty. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit will bless and transform your life in so many countless ways that we have gone through already today. So can you say with me, Holy Spirit is not weird? Okay, Holy Spirit is not weird. It's to give you a greater revelation of how awesome our Father is in heaven. Fellowship, communion, and intimacy. In other words, fellowship with the Holy Spirit is the greatest blessing that you will ever, ever have. I hope in this series that we've been able to present Holy Spirit to you as so personal, such a deep friend, someone that we can walk with and talk with and commune with and everything else like never, never before. And I hope that it's been good. I know it's been good for us in our home. The Holy Spirit is not a mystical. He's practical, okay? He wants to come and help you every single day. He wants to walk beside you, talk to you at every moment, comforting, empowering, becoming friends, becoming your best friend. And my prayer is that you won't spend another day ever just eating cheese and cracker Christianity, okay? How many of you would admit that you maybe have been eating too much cheese and crackers lately? Okay, anyone here? Okay, and thank you, okay? It's time, okay? It's time. It's time to sit down at the banquet table, folks, okay? Cheese and crackers are okay for a snack. Okay, but it's not a meal. It's not a meal. And so what happens is there's been a banquet of gifts and empowerments that have already been purchased for each of you, and he came with the purchase ticket. Okay, each of you have a purchase ticket here this morning, and it's up to you to walk. So is the Holy Spirit this morning your best friend? Is he your best friend? He can be today. He really can be today. Amen? Amen. Amen.